One memory that I have of the COVID pandemic in New Hampshire, specifically in Wilton, was Wilton Cares was a group that was brought together to bring food to people who were shut in and who were not able to get out, people who were elderly perhaps, and the whole town pitched in, and it was a really beautiful thing. A lot of us sewed masks. I think I did about 250 masks during that time, and we hung them outside on a wooden rack, and when people would come and they would take the masks that they needed. We made them for children, we made them for adults, and we made them in all kinds of bright colored clothing, you know, fabric, and it was a nice community sense, a feeling, a sense of community. Yeah.
That is nice. Thank you. Anything else
we
want the future generation to know about this
time? Sure. So one of the things I'd like people to know is that our culture, our government, and a lot of us, we screwed up. There were a lot of things that we, not intentionally, but we did a lot of things in retrospect that should have been done differently. The closing down of the beaches was just plain stupid back in April of 2020. And people became fearful, and that fear, I think, had some very damaging effects on individuals, certainly on children. And I wish that that hadn't happened, and I hope that future generations learn from the mistakes that we made. We need to be basing our thoughts and our actions on science. And it disturbs me that there's a lot of different factions that are not based on scientific thought, and they're based on fear. And I hope that that does not happen again.